almost left me the abyss.
And we are back. Nice work, by the way.
I did it better than Ellis.
Yeah, but Ellis was funny too. So we're back, and we're going to talk to you about the spot where we're hanging out in now, which is close to San Ramon, but actually called Palm Maris.
Well, we don't know what it's called, actually. That's
or Zaragoza.
Zaragoza is the, is that the neighborhood, maybe?
I don't know.
And is it Palmares? P-A-L-M-A-R-E-S.
Ultimately, we are hanging out close to San Jose, but not really. We're like 30 miles away from San Jose, right?
Yeah, but it's probably an hour driving or more. Because every road that you drive has 300 turns in it.
Yeah.
And speed bumps. reductors.
Reductors. It's kind of crazy because you would think that it would be built more on a grid, but it's really not. Like, what we found in this town is that it's like you take an acre of land and you put a couple cul-de-sacs into it, and then all of the streets go around it. So you'll find things like a grocery store inside of a city block, but it doesn't look like a grocery store. It just looks like the side of a random building, or you know what I mean? Or like you have to go back and through an alleyway to get to a restaurant that's hanging out in the middle of this spot with not really any roads to it. Like, it's weird.
One restaurant we went to, we had to drive to somebody's house through their driveway and then go in the road through their backyard to go up the hill to the restaurant.
And it was actually like a really cute restaurant inside too. And it was done up and it was really nice. Like, we didn't love the food, but like the restaurant itself, like the decor and the size of it was pretty big.
Yeah, for sure.
It was crazy. Aveline has something to say.
Something else that we figured out is people have dirt roads and then they'll randomly have paved speed bumps. Why do you pave the speed bumps? Why don't you just pave the road?
That is weird when there are speed bumps on the dirt roads. And when you use Google Maps in this town, you are going to go down a dirt road. Like, most of the roads in this spot are paved, but if you use Google Maps, you will end up on a dirt road. I don't even know how it happens. We're like in a city and they still find them.
Yeah. It's usually when Monica's doing the navigation.
It's my fault.
So.
That's why you want me to.
It's a common element.
Yeah. This is a really neat town, though.
This is probably the most populated place that we've been. But it's not, Tamarindo is like a zoo. There was just people every direction. Here, it's like you're in a community, and it's just kind of neat to see the neighborhood and the little markets and, the, like, going walking in the morning. There's carpools where people are just picking up other people and driving where they're going to work or whatever they're doing, and
yeah,
it's kind of fun to see how normal life happens.
And it is, like, what we were talking about with the restaurants, it's the same way with, like, little markets. Like, you'll have, like, 10 houses, and then on the edge of a house is a supermarket. It's like a tiny supermarket, like a convenience store for us. But also, yeah, somebody has their car repair shop on the edge of their house, and they have their hair salon on the edge of their house. They have What are some of the businesses that we've seen that are just like attached to people's houses? There's so many of them.
Monica's favorite business, the lava car.
The lava car.
Car wash.
Which here sort of kind of look like car washes, but over on the coast do not look like car washes at all. At all, at all.
No.
No.
We should probably go to one.
Yeah, our car is pretty bad right now.
We're going to have to go to one.
Because of Mom's dirt roads.
Yeah. I didn't.
Mom.
Blame Google. Don't blame me. Aveline has something to say.
Kind of that's irrelevant. Dad, there is a lizard on the window.
There's a lizard on the window. Hey,
is that,
you know,
the lizard that lives on our deck?
I think it's the lizard that lives in my, that was in my room. The other thing shut my door.
Is
hey,
it
Aveline?
The one that's missing a tail? The tail that's left in the driveway?
No,
no.
Is the lizard inside the house on the window or outside the house on the window? Inside, okay, good.
It crawled down the wall.
Uh-oh.
Okay. We've come a long way, folks, because like at the beginning of this trip, Adeline would have been screaming around having a meltdown, and now she's like, hey, there's a lizard on the wall, no big deal.
I'm still going to sit on the countertop if it's on the ground.
Okay, that sounds good. So we were going to talk about our neighbors and the city. We already talked about the city. So let's talk about our neighbors. What are our neighbors like in this house?
They're gone. You can't see them.
No, you can't see any neighbors at this house.
But there's besides
the ones back there.
The ones back, well, yes. Tell me about those neighbors.
One of the neighbors has a gate.
No, the neighbors that we saw in the trees.
Oh,
I was talking about real people.
Our neighbors at the bottom of the hill have a farm. And the farmland butts up against the back of this property. And so we have some cattle that hang out at the bottom of the hill. And when it gets pretty warm, you can smell those little friends. But we also have some friends that we saw today.
So we were out looking up in the trees, and we saw some howler monkeys.
Yes!
Three of them.
A baby.
Yeah, a baby and like two bigger ones.
So howler monkeys make really loud noises. Why do they do that? Do it.
They mark their territory. So they, I think they go in like a square of their territory or however marking it. And then they just howl there for like 5 minutes like, ooh, next spot.
It's been kind of neat. For the last 3 days we've heard them and they've gotten closer each day. And then we finally saw them today. So
hopefully we see them tomorrow.
Looking up into the trees around this house, the forest gets really thick. And so it's hard to get a good view if you're looking up the hill. If you're looking down the hill, it's also hard to get a good view of the forest. You can see the city and all that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, right. But I'm staring at the city. Oh, can I tell them about the tree?
We'll tell them in a second. Okay, so you guys know, if you listened to our last episode, that the Monteverde house was pretty much a hostel, and it was not awesome. We may have been happier tent camping. And so we were so uncomfortable that we pulled up the pictures for this house on VRBO, and we were like, oh my goodness, we hope that this is going to be better. But the pictures were nothing to write home about. We had really rented this place based on the description. And so when we were driving here, we had no idea. We thought we might actually be going into another house that might be as crappy as the one that we just stayed in, only we would be stuck here for a week. And we were not looking forward to that. And so we pulled up here, and how was it, friends?
I jumped down and screamed, pool! And ran down to the pool.
The pool is way bigger than we thought it was going to be. What else?
There's lots of outdoor space.
Yes, there's tons of outdoor living space.
Probably just my mom and David will understand this part, but like the evil villain in James Bond who had this like house in Japan or something. When you come in, there's like this like really cool layout. There's little areas to go. There's another little hut area that you can be outside in and go do this and do that. And this place has manicured gardens. It's got I don't know what you would call the pavilion.
Mm-hmm. With an outdoor bathroom.
With outdoor bathroom and barbecue grill and seats and
hammocks.
And then you go down to the pool. The pool's got another pavilion with a barbecue grill and sink and seats.
There's two creeks that run on either side of the house, so it doesn't matter where you're sitting outside. You always hear water like running, which is really relaxing.
There's a waterfall right outside of our room. The deck is like the length of the house. View's great.
The view is amazing. And tonight, okay, so this morning, it's Sunday, and we heard the church bells ringing down in town, which is really cool. And you can see out over San Jose, you can see all the different weather as it comes in down there and up here. And it's like the city's down like in a basin, and we're looking through all of these different volcanoes and mountains to see the city. So there's all these different things going on. It's really, really cool. And then tonight they had a mariachi band down in town and there was a big party and we listened to the party. Like, it's so cool. It's really neat.
Looking out over San Jose, the lights, this glitter. It's almost like looking at a Christmas tree with lights that turn on and off. The view is awesome. It's like looking, like, it's very similar to being at Ray and Colette's house and looking out over Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Kind of had that same feel to it.
Yeah, and so. You can see all the mountains there. And yeah, only I think you can, I don't know, I feel like you can see farther here somehow.
It's framed because there's the valley and then there's the hills and then there's clouds that come in. And so there's just a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
So when we got here, we felt like we were at a resort. We were like, holy crap, we are in the nicest place we've ever been, with the exception of one thing. They have this freaking sink that is so tiny. They have a tiny sink in this kitchen that we're sitting in right now.
In my bedroom.
And you can't even fit like a pot in the sink to wash it. And there's only one sink. There's not two sinks. You know how usually you have like two smaller sinks? Oh, no. There's only one. And every time I have to do dishes in it, I'm pissed off. Every time. But there's a full-size washer and dryer and a dryer that actually dries things. We are living large here, friends. No.
The toaster oven's twice the size of the sink.
This is the type of toaster oven that I think my mother would have at her house. This is a Debbie Schumacher toaster oven if I've ever seen one.
It doesn't air fry.
You're right.
I'm just going to say, your guys' bedrooms are so much nicer than mine.
I really like your bedroom because I made the other, but there's four bedrooms here and I made one of them into my office and it's really pretty and I like it.
It's very dark in mine. It doesn't have like besides in the morning, it doesn't have, like, it only has like two little lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And like not an overhead light or anything.
Yeah,
and
the lighting in this house sucks.
And so it's just like, I can really only see things in my bedroom at like 8 o'clock.
I would say that
like
the average,
basically,
yeah,
the average adult would go into the room that Ellis is in and maybe sleep for 4 days the first time they went in there, because it is the most zen room. You look out to this grove of bamboo that's like
so much bamboo.
It's, I don't even know. I mean, there are probably 4 or 5 inch round bamboo shoots, and there's hundreds of them.
They're taller than the house.
They're taller than the house. It's just, and you can listen to the water. It's dark. It's shaded.
The crickets.
It's amazing.
So tell me about the weather here, because it's kind of like it was in Tamarindo, but it's far more predictable, I feel like, here.
Okay.
How are the mornings?
So the mornings are pretty warm, 80 degrees usually. So that's kind of been what it's been each day in the morning. But then around 2 o'clock, the clouds start to roll in. And around 4, we usually get a big, like, rainstorm.
Yep. And it lets up a little bit around maybe 6.
Yeah, and then you see all the lights of the city and everything.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, everyone had one.
Yeah, we didn't have one today.
But it didn't do that today.
No.
We didn't have any rain today.
So we played out by the pool for a long time.
We got the clouds.
We got the clouds.
On the rainy days, it's pretty chilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it cools down to what? Like 65, 70?
Probably in that ballpark.
Yeah, us girls are freezing on the rainy days in the afternoon. But out in the morning when it's sunny out, we're all out in our swimming suits in the pool because it's so warm.
Yeah.
It's totally crazy. So one of the things that we had in this town that was pretty special was Mike and I's 15-year anniversary and Aveline's 9th birthday. So what did we do for your birthday, Aveline? She can't even remember. We got a cake.
Chocolate cake.
Oh my gosh.
Woo-hoo.
It was the best cake ever.
Mom's pictures.
Yeah, it was the best cake.
Send them to you.
Seriously. I'm so pumped that I didn't decide to make a cake and that we bought a cake, because There's no way I could have made anything this good.
I know. I picked the perfect one.
We also only have a toaster oven that works here, so I don't know about cooking the best cake ever in a toaster oven, but probably not going to be great.
Yeah, and also, we had an instant. We didn't have a lighter, so I had to blow out a candle on a screen.
Yeah, Mike downloaded a candle app because there was no lighter in the house. But we played out in the pool for the day, and then we went out for dinner, and then what did we do at the end of the night?
Eat ice cream and watch TV.
Yeah, Aveline got the biggest ice cream cone ever.
Oh my goodness.
It was enormous.
No, not, that's like twice small, five times smaller than the one that you gave me. But like,
oh, no, no, it's not. That thing was huge.
You and Mom couldn't even eat it all.
It was like the size of my forearm. Oh, yeah. Crying out loud.
I remember that one. I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a really big
experience. I hated the cone. I shouldn't have.
And Ellis decided that we should get you Play-Doh and also balloons. And so we did a lot of playing with balloons until we popped them all.
There's still something right here.
Yeah. Okay. So, other things that we need to tell people about Palmaris. The only other thing I had on my list was the intruder.
Tree intruder.
The tree intruder. Okay, so what happened? Tell me about it.
Okay, so it was a stormy night. It was stormy.
Oh, wait.
It was not really.
Yeah.
Time out.
Can we
stormy.
Can we, like, let Mom talk just a tad bit about our dinner experience before we came back to the potential tree intruder?
Mm-hmm. Or potential.
We went to the best restaurant. It was like, we didn't, okay, first off, we couldn't read like anything but four words on the menu. So that was good.
Quesadilla.
But yeah.
Even the Spanish translator couldn't, like, you type in a word and it would just give you the same word back.
Yeah. Like, so we didn't know. So anyway, they ended up being these plantain-like tortillas. So they're thicker than a tortilla. They're a plantain-based.
It was like
thing.
A tostada.
Yes.
But out of plantains.
And then they topped them with all these amazing things that were kind of like Mexican food. And it was super, super good. I was so happy. And the place was so cool. It had like fairy lights and dream catchers and plants on the walls. And oh man, it was such a pretty place. It was amazing. So then we came home and it was kind of rainy. And suddenly there was a really big noise.
Yeah, Mom was doing the dishes and then there were huge crashes. And you know, it scared us even more because our roof is metal. So it made a louder sound.
Actually, our roof is clay, but that's okay. And then what happened when we decided to leave the house to go on our hike this morning?
We decided to leave the house to go on our hike this morning. And I opened the gate and I was like, hey, look, there's a tree in the road blocking where the car drives. And Mom's like, what? And I'm like, there's a tree in the road. And everybody looks up and they're like, a tree fell down. Entire tree fell down.
So let me get this straight. It wasn't an intruder after all, and everybody was completely freaked out about it being an intruder, and instead it was a
tree.
And Adeline, yeah. You did not say a tree fell down. You said, Mom, there's branches in the road. Yes, you did.
I said there was a tree that's blocking the thing.
All right, thank you, ladies. Okay, moving on. So that was crazy. And then when our hot water went out today and the groundskeeper came to check on the house, it turns out that we had not just the tree across the road fall over. The tree, one of the trees on our property also fell over. So that was what all that noise was all about. What in the world happened yesterday to make all these trees fall down?
They're just all dead.
Well, by the time they fell, it wasn't really storming out at that point.
Yeah.
My personal opinion on this is that the first set of trees that fell down across the road there was a big tree that fell down up the hill, and it landed on other trees that were also dead and then knocked them over. So it was a chain reaction. But it, like, totally smashed that gate out there.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the gate,
Yeah, and it was loud.
So
the whole top of the gate just smashed.
Yeah, so one of, like, if you go out our gate and you turn left, like, a very sharp
turn. You just have to turn your head.
There was this green gate. I mean, I guess there still is one, but, like, probably that's the new one. But the trees fell right on top of it. So it had this, one of the posts came out of the sides, and like top of it had this like
big
ooze. They were like these green like triangle pointy things at the top.
That, like,
yeah, these
that
people love pointy things on top of their fences.
Like that
pointy things and barbed wire. If you don't have pointy things or barbed wire on the top of your fences,
you're getting robbed.
Apparently, you're getting robbed.
Yeah. So there were just like these green triangle pointy things with like sticks out of the bottom of them, basically, that used to be attached on the top of the gate, just like flung everywhere, and like the gate was like, oh, it was bad.
I have to talk for one more second about the gates in this country.
Well, I think we should just talk about our gate here.
These people love gates. Like, they are the nicest gates and fences, and then sometimes they're literally protecting a shack.
Like the one house down the street doesn't even have walls. It's just got a metal roof.
And tarp around it.
And tarp around it, but it's got fence the whole way around it with a gate. Our house has probably a 10-foot tall steel gate, and then it's got the rest of the perimeter. It's probably got an 8-foot tall chain link fence
with barbed
wire. Barbed wire on top.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Three layers. Like, and there's one line, two line, three line. There's three lines of barbed wire.
Yeah. And this is normal.
And that everybody has it.
Yep.
I know.
Everybody has it.
And then you think in Colombia, we're like the only people, us and George and Nancy are like the only people that have a fence.
Yeah.
Besides the Bob, those that have an underground fence that doesn't work.
And you know what's crazy is when we were looking at properties to rent, I was like, ooh, I wouldn't want to stay there because there's bars on the windows. And what's crazy is I don't even notice bars on windows anymore. I don't notice bars on windows. I don't notice fences.
They don't have bars on windows here.
Well,
but this house,
they do.
The thing about this house is
we're just outside of town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting is that I think it's designed, we don't leave the doors open because we don't like bugs, but apparently we're just novice Costa Rica people. So, but the front door and the back door are down a hallway that are designed to be open the entire time. And then onto the deck, Adeline's bedroom, our bedroom. We have to go to the deck just to get to our bedroom. So you have to go outside. The whole house is designed to be open, like open air. There's no air conditioner here. Mm-hmm. It's just designed to be open and let the air flow through.
But I don't feel like we need an air conditioner. I think it's really nice.
So it's nice to know that you have the gate and all that. You don't have bars all over your windows. So this is a really nice house. So
I have two questions for you guys while we wrap up here. The first question is, would you come back here?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed this community.
I have too. This is a really nice community. I could see living in this community. Not that I'm going to live in this community, but I could see how life could flow, and I think it would be really nice.
The thing that I actually enjoyed the most is that the weather makes you go do something in the morning because you know it's going to rain, and so you are forced to slow down in the afternoon and just literally sitting on the deck listening to the rain and watching the clouds is like pretty relaxing. And so it's like a fun structure of your day.
Yeah, I've moved my computer out to the deck a few times in the afternoons and worked from back there while it's raining just because it's really relaxing and cool. I think, yeah, I would come back here again, especially this house. This is such a nice place. I feel like it would be a great place for a family to come and relax and just like unwind for a while in this really neat climate. Okay, so the last question that I have for everybody before we wrap up is, what are you grateful for? It could be anything, here or at home, because I feel like we've had a lot of time to reflect, so I want to know, what are we grateful for?
I'm grateful for
good dairy products.
Here?
They're not.
No, at home.
I love the dairy products here.
The dairy products are good here. I'm really missing sour cream.
Yes.
And like cheese.
Good cheese. Yeah, girl. Yeah.
We should try to buy cheese. The cheese here, like one small block of cheese is like $15. So it's expensive. But we should see. It could be the best $15 we've ever spent. It could be the worst $15. I don't know. But
what happens if it tastes like the dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan-free?
Hey, okay, so Evelyn, what are you grateful for?
My parents and cheesy bread.
Okay, because the cheesy bread here is off the hook.
I know. Seriously, Missouri, America, you have to start baking cheesy bread.
The cheesy bread is from this particular bakery. It's a chain. It's been in every town that we've been in, I think.
I know, but not all of them are the same. The first
not
place.
Not Tamarindo.
Well, we didn't know about it. It was probably in Tamarindo.
That's true.
I am grateful for dishwashers. Oh my God, I am so grateful for dishwashers. I am grateful for faucets that don't suck.
Oh,
and
yes.
And those, that's at home, right?
And
And I'm grateful for longer days. Like, I can't wait to get home to where the day doesn't end at, like, 6.
It's dark at 6, yeah.
Yeah, it's like winter, but it's summer. I don't know. I'm grateful for longer days, dishwashers, and faucets that don't suck. Yeah. I can't believe for people who do dishes by hand, they don't have better sinks and faucets. I just... mind blown. Okay, Michael Pitch, what are you grateful for?
The butcher shop. Like, I am so ready to go buy meat. It's probably going to be an expensive experience when I go back home and do it, but I enjoy my barbecue and doing all that. I really enjoyed the other day. I went to this nature reserve that had... it wasn't even that long of a hike. Just like a couple short hikes in it. But I just went out there by myself. And it's like, I guess we would call it a forest. Maybe it's a jungle. I don't know what you would call it here. But just the amount of different plants and flowers and birds and squirrel tried to kill me. Big deal.
The ant highways out there?
Oh, man. Yeah, the ant highway.
Holy cow.
It's just like, it was really neat. And it was quiet. Like, that was, when I did my hike, I was the only person out there for 2 hours by myself. And I thought I was going to get snake bit and die, but I didn't, thankfully. And, but it was just really neat. It was nice to have that experience.
There you go.
That's it.
That's what we're thankful
for. I'm also
for.
Grateful for comfy beds.
Comfy bed.
I've really missed that this trip.
I'm really grateful for this view sitting on this patio because it is phenomenal. I'll remember it for the rest of my life. It's really, really cool. All right, friends. So our next stop is Malpais. We get to ride a ferry to get there across the Gulf of Nicoya. With our car. We will let you know how that goes.
Okay, yeah. Our car doesn't break.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yep. So we'll catch you on the flip side back down at the beach.
Bye.
Bye.